from 6. BBC Three Counties Radio.
Now, if a book was on a bench and you walk past it, would you sort of stop and pick it up? Because that's what one man from Luton has put to the test, and he's found that certain titles get snapped up a lot quicker than others. Mike French, he's completed his experiment now in the town. Morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Steve.
Okay, so what were you inviting people to do? Basically steal a book?
Yes, so just leave the book there and then see how people react to it, really. Would they read it? Would they pick it up and stick it in a bag and run for it? It was a social experiment side of it, really.
So what were you doing? Putting them on the bench and then sitting across the way and looking to see what would happen?
Yes, I would I'd choose my moment, stick the book on the bench, which sometimes is a hard thing. It's waiting to, no one's watching you. Leave the book on the bench and then just sort of withdraw a little bit and just sit there and watch them and see what people's reactions were.
Okay, so some books you'd leave there and the book would stay.
No, in that I'm quite stubborn, Steve, so I would just sit there till something happened. So sometimes, I think the longest time I sat there before something happened was an hour and a half, so they either all went or got someone would actually sit there and read it, and be reading for 5-10 minutes or so, and then I would leave then. That was job done as far as I was concerned.
And if they were sitting there for 5 or 10 minutes reading it, well, you don't know then whether they put it back down or whether they picked it up and took it with them.
No. There was probably 2 or 3 people that I left like that. The rest of them, the majority of them actually got picked up and put in bags or taken away.
And would they sort of surreptitiously try and slip it into their bag without anybody looking?
Yes. It was kind of a mixture. Some people would be very sort of blasé about it, pick the book up and just sort of walk off with it, bold as brass. Other people would
pretending like they'd left it there in the first place.
Well, that's interesting to think what is going through their mind when they see a book on the bench that they could just pick up.
It'd be nice to interview people and get the truth. Excuse me, you've just stolen that book. Could we interview you?
I would have loved to do that. It kind of would have spoiled the thing. It was a bizarre thing, and obviously giving away these books cost money. And because I've been sat there for so long, when they actually did win, oh, excellent, someone's stealing my book. It was like, brilliant, that's a good thing. I'd be elated, which was kind of a strange thing, that they were stealing my book.
What was the purpose of this experiment?
It was really just to be honest with you, have a bit of fun. Using books, quite often sort of literary sites and stuff can be a little bit dry, a little bit sort of grey. And I wanted to convey actually books and all the things around books and covering books. You can have a bit of fun as well as being a serious literary review as well. So it's having a sense of fun. And also the social aspect of it, seeing how people reacted was the most fascinating thing. So we sort of did a top 10 list of different speeds that books were picked up. But the most interesting thing was watching people's reaction and being a fly on the wall.
Do you know something? When I was little, me and my friend Ollie, across the road from our house, there was a bus stop. Mm. And we used to make up a parcel, usually of old vegetable leaves or something like that, wrap it up, put a bit of string around it and all the rest of it, and just leave it by the bus stop, and then we would go and hide in the hedge. And we would watch people sort of, you know, kicking it, moving it, trying to, you know, see what was in it, that kind of thing. And sometimes people would pick it up and take it, and we did it. So it was a very similar sort of exercise. We got hours of fun out of that. What weird people we must be, Mike. But it is an interesting exercise. Thank you very much for sharing it with us here. I mean, at the end of it, what have you learnt out of it?
Just that people react differently to books. So some people would sit on the bench, and sometimes they'd sit there for like 10, 15 minutes, and they wouldn't even look at it. You know, but they sat literally right next to it. And other people would obviously see it as some great value and be very shifty and look around and sort of quickly put it in their bag and steal off.
I'm guessing that the people who sat there, not even looking at it, would have known that it was there, but chosen not to look at it. It's like the guy who's out with his wife doesn't want to look at the girl in the short dress in case she sees him, so he looks nonchalantly at the sky.
So you're saying books are like girls in short dresses then?
Well, only yours. Read that any way you like, Mike.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, bye.
Cheers, bye.
Stephen Rhodes. Getting beds, hearts and bugs talking when you're going to work. BBC Three Counties Radio.